We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're Menachos Paraktes Mishnah Hey Kol Hamizos Shayu BaMikdash Hayu Nigdashos Chutz Mishel Kohen Gadol. We may remember this. This happens to be Rabbi Meir's opinion earlier in the Mishnah Aleph in the Perek. This says all the Merzer and Kalim that we had for the Menachos were Nigdashos Gedushos, heaped, which meant that it held in Isaron when it was heaped up, except the Kohen Gadol for the Minchas Chavitin, the Isaron that they measured for him was an Isaron when it was filled to the top and not heaped up, which means that kli was a little bit bigger, as we had said. Shehaya Godsha Lisocha, the Godesh, the heap, was actually inside. It was an Isaron, and you could flatten it to the top, and that's when you got an Isaron. As opposed to the others, it was an Isaron after it was heaped up a little bit. And we explained there that was Rabbi Meir's opinion, because Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that there were actually three kalim for the flour. There were two that held in Isaron, and one that held a half in Isaron. The Chacham say, no, there was one that held in Isaron, one half to half Isaron, and we didn't have two types of Esronos. Rabbi Meir says, no, there was an Isaron Gadush and an Isaron Mechuka. We had one that held in Isaron when it was heaped, and one that held it when it was flat, and we wanted the one for the Kohen Gadol to hold it only when it's flat, when it's flattened on top, because if it's heaped over, and we know we have to split it into two, the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and it's going to fall on the ground. So that's why Rabbi Meir held that it should be that way. So this is his opinion. But we don't follow Rabbi Meir. We believe that, we assume that we Isaron Soles were all Gedushos, and it was all in that same kli. Then the Mishnah says, Midos Halach. What about the liquid measuring kalim? Beirut Sehem Kodesh, Umidos Hayavesh, Beirut Sein Chol. So here we're speaking about the fact that you can have, let's say you fill up using wine or oil, so in a kli. So it overflows a little bit on the top, and some of it may be leaning over the rim a little bit. That's Beirut Sein, that's the overflow. So we assume that anything that is leaning, that's on the top, on the rim, or gets poured out on the side, that has the status of being Kodesh. But when it comes to the Midos Hayavesh, the dry measures, when it comes to flour, let's say, Beirut Sein Chol, anything that now falls over the sides is going to be Chol, is not Kadosh. Why should that be? So the Gemara explains that the Tana of this Mishnah holds, or this opinion holds, that the Midos Halach, the liquid measuring Kalim, were anointed with Shemen HaMishcha on both the inside and the outside. So that's why any overflow of that liquid, the wine, the oil, will be kadosh as well, because that's the outside is holy. But the Midos Hayavesh, they only were Moshech with Shemen HaMishcha the inside, and that's why what's inside is Kodesh, but anything that overflows is going to be Chol. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Midos Halach Kodesh, Lefikach Beirut Sein Kodesh, the liquid measures are holy, and therefore the overflow is holy. That so far sounds like the Tanakama. Umidos Hayavesh Chol, and the Midos Hayavesh are Chol, are not sanctified, and therefore lifikach berut sein chol, and that's why the overflow is chol. What's Rabbi Akiva teaching us? So Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Tana Kama regarding the liquid measures, that Shemen HaMishcha smeared them both on the inside and at the outside, and therefore not only what's inside is Kodesh, but even any overflow is going to be Kodesh as well. But Midos Hayavish, he disagrees. He doesn't say that only the inside was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. He believes, says Rabbi Akiva, believes that they did not anoint the dry measure kalim with Shemen HaMishcha at all. And therefore, certainly what overflows is not going to be Kodesh. And the only reason that which is inside is Kodesh is because it's declared Kodesh, Bepeh, with the whoever who is now donating this, says, Amakdish, this flour, okay, then becomes Kodesh in this Kli Shares. But not because it was in a holy Kli. And that's why what's inside is Kodesh, very nice, because he did it Bedibur, he said so, he expressed it. But that which overflows is not Kodesh, because the whole Kli was never Nimshchap of the Shemen HaMishcha. Now comes a third opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo mishum zeh. Now, this is not when it comes to the Midos Halach. Okay, it's not about the Midos Halach, the overflow is Kodesh, the Midos Hayavesh is their chol, because the way you explain it, not true. He believes that the Midos Halach and Midos Hayavish are the same, in that they were both Nimshach on the inside only. So why then should the halacha be different between them? As we said, the Mishnah had said, Midos Halach, the overflow of Lach is Kodesh, and that which is and Yavesh is going to be Chol. So he said, I'll explain to you why. Ela Shahalach Ne'akar. So Ne'akar, our Mishnah, is written with a kuf, but some say it should be with a kuf, which means to overflow. The point is that we're saying is like this. When it comes to liquids, you have to know just the consistency. When it comes to liquids, what happens is that when you add a little bit too much, it comes out. And from the kli, so it was in the kli, and then it overflowed and it came outside of the kli. So you can assume if there's something hanging over the rim or spilled out to the side, you can assume it was in the kli originally. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Midas Lach Midas Hayavash were Nimshach only on the inside, only on the inside, and therefore nothing really of the overflow should be Kodesh. So why is the overflow of the liquid Kodesh if only the inside of the Kli is Kodesh? Because we can assume that it started inside the Kli and then went over to the other side, so therefore it's Kodesh because it was inside. But that Shehalach Ne'akar, that's what happens when you have a liquid. But because the Hayavash Eino Ne'akar, it stays where it is, it doesn't overflow. It's heaped up, so therefore only that which is inside is Kodesh. If I see any flour on the outside over the rim or whatever it is, I can assume that it was never inside the Kli, and since only the inside is Kodesh and not the outside, therefore I can assume that it's going to be Chol. Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, Kol Karmanos HaTzibur V'Hayokid Te'unin Nesachim Chutz Ben HaBechor V'hamaser, v'hapesach, v'hachatas, v'ha'asham. So, a lot of exceptions. All communal karbanos and individual karbanos require nesachim, along with the animal. We mentioned ola, we mentioned shlamim. I donate these animals, I have to bring along with it a flower offering, a mincha, and nesachim, which is the wine. What are exceptions? You don't bring it for Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn animal. It has Kedusha. It's Kedusha Merechem from when it's born. Vahamaser, Maser Behemo, once of every tenth of the animals we have to give. No Nesachim brought along with them. Korban Pesach doesn't have. Chatas doesn't have. And Asham doesn't have a guilt offering. Why not? So the Gemara brings a Braisa, quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Shlach, which is where Parshas Nesachim appears. And it says, Va'asisem Ishel Hashem Ola Ozevach Lifalein Neder Ovindava. When do you bring Minchas Nesachim? When you're bringing a korban that is a neder or a nedava. So that's a shlamim or an ola. But if you have an animal that's not brought as a donated animal, Bechor, Maser, Pesach, Chatas, Asham, these are all obligatory korbanos. They're not nedava korbanos, and therefore they're not going to have Nesachim. But the Mishnah gives you an exception. The Mitzorah, after the Tzaras, when he goes through his purification process, he has to bring both the Chatas and an Asham, two Kivasim. And along with that, it says, Vayikra Yudalid, Uvayom Ashmini, Yikach Shnei Kivasim, Ushlosha Esronim, Soles Mincha, Bulolav Hashem, and Vlogechad Shamet. So there you're bringing a Mincha along with it. Sounds like that Chatas does have a Nesachim. Not only that, There is a pasuk as well that says in the Minchas Nesachim context of Bar Minyan Tesva Parsha Shlach, V'yayin lanesach reviyis hahin ta'aseh al ha'ola ola zavach. Now that phrase, al ha'ola ola zavach, is completely superfluous. We actually said that phrase pretty much verbatim. It says, V'al sisem yishel Hashem ola o zevach l'falei never neder oven davar. We quoted that pasuk already. So what I have to say this phrase again. So the Gemara assumes that extra phrase, Ola Ozavach, comes to include that the Chatas and the Asham of a Mitzorah not only need a Mincha, but they need Yain as well. So here we have a full Minchas Nesachim, full of flower offering and wine that comes along with a chatas and an asham of a mitzorah. Now, regular chatas and asham do not get, nor does Pesach, Maaser, and Bechor. But this is an exception. Why should this be an exception? So the simple understanding is that the chatas and the asham of the mitzorah is not really a sin and a guilt offering. After all, he didn't do anything, a sin necessarily. Maybe he got tzaras because of a sin. But these are part of this purification process. We don't view this as there's a direct sin that we can say, that's why he brings the chatas, that's why he brings the asham. And therefore, we can understand why maybe an minchas nesachim does indeed come along with this karban. Now, it's true that an ola and a shlamim, these are a neder and a dava donated to karbanos. We can donate an ola, donate a shlamim. Therefore, we understand why we're supposed to bring nesachim, because that's what it says in the pasuk, lefale neder oven dava. But there are times where we have an obligation to bring an ola or a shlamim. When's that? That's on a shalosh regalim. So the Gemara in Menachos Tzadi Yamed Beis quotes the pasuk that's written Parshas Nesachim. It says, "Oh, b'mawadeichem." You know what that teaches us? Kol haba b'mawadeichem ta'un nesachim. Anything that's brought on the holidays are on the Shalosh Regalim require minchas nesachim, require the flower offering and the wine. That comes to include the rabos olos re'iyah v'shalme chagig. Every Shalosh Regalim, you have to bring karban ola, olas re'iyah, yero ekol zuchurcha, and you have to bring v'samachta b'chagecha. You have to bring the shlamim of a chagig. Those are obligatory karbanos. Nonetheless, even those are obligatory, since the ola and the shlamim generally come as nedavos, therefore nedarim and nedavos, therefore even these obligatory shlamim and olos of the moadim, of the festivals of Shalosh Regalim, will have a minchas tesachim to accompany them.